Let us pray together. Almighty God, thank you for having us this morning. Please open the mouth of your servant to proclaim that word in the power of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that this same Spirit will open the hearts of his hearers here in this church. Your Holy Gospel and write on their hearts. Your holy law, even as you have promised. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I start with a story. A father is in church with three of his young children, including his five-year-old daughter. As was customary, he sat in the very front row so that the children could properly witness the service. During this particular service, the minister was performing the baptism of a tiny infant. The little five-year-old girl was taken by this, observing that he was saying something and pouring water over the infant's head. With a puzzled look on her face, the little girl turned to her father and asked, "Daddy, why is he brainwashing that baby?" Brainwashing that baby. Today, I want to talk to you about the importance of believers' baptism. Those who believe and accept Jesus as Lord and Savior are baptized. So in this sermon, we will learn why believers of Christ are to be baptized. First of all, before Jesus completed his earthly ministry, he commanded what his disciples must do. Let us read together. Matthew chapter 28, verse 18 to 20. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you, and surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." This is known to be the Great Commission of Jesus. It is known to be the mission for believers of Christ. This is categorized into three elements. Firstly, believers of Christ must preach the gospel to all nations. Secondly, the disciples must baptize people. Finally, disciples must teach people how to obey God's message. Okay. What is baptism? Baptism is not mentioned specifically in the Old Testament. Some biblical scholars assume that baptism was based on a cleaning ceremony in Israel. However, the Jewish people gradually developed baptism as a ceremony. Among the Jewish people, the essence, a part of one of the Jewish groups called Qumran, played an important role in the baptism. While they lived in isolation, they considered it important to worship God and dedicate their lives to Him. For this reason, they performed baptism as a kind of ritual, repeatedly, not just once. In the end, baptism became a very important part of worship for believers of Christ. Mark chapter 1, verse 4 and 5 says, "So John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness, preaching a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. The whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem went out to him, confessing their sins. They were baptized by him in the Jordan River." Some biblical scholars claim that John the Baptist might have come from the essence. The ministry of John was a link, bridge, between Jewish people and Christian believers. John stressed the baptism of repentance, so baptism was done once, unlike the essence. However, the important thing for the baptism by John was to focus on their repentance before they were baptized. And thus we want to understand what does repentance mean. Repentance is known as suf in Hebrew language. Each Hebrew letter has its own meaning. The letter shin represents fire, and the letter bet represents house. Repent means burn the house down. Burn the house down. In Hebrew, the concept of true repentance, suv, means burn the house or bridge down, you cannot go back. All too often, we do not repeat our sins, we visit it again. God says no. When we leave Egypt, we need to cut the ties. So the repentance implies burning the house down. Burning the house down, never coming back, never committing sins again, and coming back to God. Baptism comes from the Greek word baptizo. Baptizo means submerge, immerse, deep under. A person who performs the baptism dips a person under the water, symbolizing death, and take the person out of the water, symbolizing resurrection. In one word, baptism is a kind of ceremony in which a person throws away all of his or her sins from the past and believes in Jesus, and so is transformed to be a new person as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist. Let us read together Mark chapter 1, verse 9 and 11. "At that time, Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John the Jordan. Just as Jesus was coming up out of the water, he saw heaven being torn open, and the Spirit descending on him like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, 'You are my Son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased.'" As soon as Jesus was baptized by John, the Holy Spirit came upon Jesus like a dove. From that time, Jesus started his public ministry. Jesus did not baptize people with water. Jesus' disciples baptized people of God with water, but Jesus baptized them with the Holy Spirit. And the book of John chapter 1 verse 33 says, "And myself did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.'" This passage means that the Holy Spirit was with the minister of Jesus at all times. Therefore, those who believe in Jesus are given redemption through baptism with water and later baptized by the Holy Spirit. And thus, those who are baptized are saved, while those who are not baptized are condemned by God. Let us read together Mark chapter 16, verse 16. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned. After Jesus, Apostle Paul specifically made a rule for the baptism. Paul said that once we are baptized, then we will experience the death and resurrection of Jesus. Baptism is an external ceremony. It is a sign of our union with Christ in his death and in his resurrection. The sign is important, like a wedding ring. A wedding ring doesn't make a husband and wife married. It symbolizes the covenant of marriage. Jesus Christ suffered and died on the cross in our place for our sins and then rose again. The Bible also teaches that he not only died for us, but we, that is, Christians, have died with him. We see this in the book of Romans, chapter 6, verse 3 and 4. We are going to read together. Oh, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. These verses are not talking about the external act of baptism, but rather the spiritual reality behind and underneath baptism. When you come to faith in Christ, you are spiritually united to him in his death and in his resurrection. Here is why this is important. The old nature you got from Adam, which is full of unbelief and loves sin, needs to die. And you need new and resurrection life. So let us read together 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. As we examined in this sermon, baptism has an important role in communion in the church. Baptism can be summarized in three ways. Firstly, those who accept Jesus as Lord and Savior have their sins forgiven and become new people. Secondly, they become children of God and are being guided in the grace and love of God by the Holy Spirit. Thirdly, they can be a member of the church as a Christian. Let us pray together. Mighty God, we are so grateful to you for what you have done for us. Thank you for helping us to understand why believers of Christ are to be baptized in the Bible. Lord, help us to live and work for God as a believer of Christ. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to save us and give us a new life. Help us continue to serve you and your people here on earth. be with us, guide us, care for us, and bless us at all times. Thank you, Lord. I pray this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.